Okay, today I want to talk to you about cling wrap and cabbage. No, cling wrap is not normally a part of my lifestyle whatsoever, especially not in relation to food. But in my medical kit, this is actually a really important thing. So yesterday I met one of my neighbors for the first time, young man, been out spearfishing. I don't understand what happened, something involving a barracuda or whatever. He had this huge gash, two of them, on his legs, and it looked really, really bad. Turns out, you know, he's doing antibiotics and the medical system stuff and really not getting a lot of help, and those things still looked really bad and honestly infected. So he was like, and I don't know what to do. So I go back to the house, get on the network, and manage to gather enough prickly pear and go over there and make a poultice for him with the prickly pear. I also taught him how to take garlic and internally, and because he was living alone at the time, his girlfriend was traveling, gave him a dozen eggs and a thing of cheese. I said, when you eat the garlic, you have to have something on your stomach, and you need to eat anyway. So gave him some food and echinacea tincture. And you know, explain to him everything that's in that treating infections without antibiotics video, and please go see that. It was a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was 2 weeks ago. It's a really important video. It's life-saving information. So anyway, I made a poultice for him. It was going to be a mess. It's prickly pear, and he put it on. He said he could only keep it on for about 4 or 5 hours because it was like really bothering him in the middle of the night. He said he felt really, really heavy. But I went the next morning, this morning, to look at him. He looks way better. Like the infection is gone. Did I tell you that he's been on antibiotics for 16 days now? And they're not, whatever, it's not, it wasn't moving the needle at all. He's got these horribly infected lacerations, basically. So he was like, wow, this is looking like it's really working. I could not find any more prickly pear. Like, I've grown a bunch of patches, and then the owners come in and they do what they call cleaning. They cut everything down. Food, trees, gardens, medicine patches. I've been planting it here, there, and everywhere. They cut it all down. Anyway, I'm doing the next best thing, which is cabbage. It's a really, really excellent material to use for poulticing. And the key thing with the poulticing, especially on a leg or on an arm or some weird position, cling wrap is just fabulous for helping to contain it. So often I'll, get the limb there, wrap the ends of the, where we're going to contain it with paper towels, just so that they have a little bit of comfort, you know, that the cling wrap is not always directly on their skin. And then pack it in and use the cling wrap to just hold the whole thing together. Often I may take a plastic bag and cut one end off so we get a plastic tube and use that as the foundational structure for the whole thing. So anyway, please go look at that video, Treating Infections Without Antibiotics. I'll keep you posted on Danny's progress. I brought him this morning some rosemary tea. Put a little dab of honey in there because he's not used to drinking herbal medicine. Told him to keep working that with the echinacea and the garlic, and then I'd be back after dark to poultice him up again tonight with the cabbage. But he's already looking a lot better, and I'll keep you posted on it. But there you go, cling wrap. Who'd have thought? All right, you can treat infections without antibiotics. You can really be very successful with this medicine and not destroy your gut microbiome. And there's a lot of simple things that are, you know, if they're not in your kitchen, you could get them. And there's a lot of things that we can do. All right, I'll talk to you later.